Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny skies, mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid-teens. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun. We'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low of 26. For Sunday, looks like partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, lower 40s. And Sunday night, could see a slight chance for some snow showers. Right now, it's 14.
We have a shorter list of weather-related postponements and cancellations. Most all of the area schools, as far as we know, will be on the regular schedule for today, including Marysville USD 364. The only delay that we have, USD 380 Centralia Frankfort, will start 2 hours late. They'll run the early childhood program Friday afternoon. 2 hour late start for USD 380. USD 115, Nemahal Central, and the Hiawatha schools are closed on Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Three militiamen could face life in prison for a foiled plot to blow up a mosque and apartments housing Somali immigrants in Garden City. A federal judge will sentence Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, and Curtis Allen today. The men were convicted last year of plotting an attack on Muslims in Garden City for the day after the 2016 presidential election. Police in Lawrence say an employee at a Subway restaurant apparently made up a story about an armed robbery in order to steal money from the business. The armed robbery was reported Tuesday of this week. Police said yesterday investigators found information that didn't match the employee's statement and determined the theft was committed internally. No one has been arrested in the case, but police say affidavits will be filed for the district attorney's office to consider charging a suspect and an accomplice. I'm Rick Everett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
For decades, white planters have earned a reputation for boosting yields and profits. Now they've taken a quantum leap forward with the addition of precision planting, world-renowned technology. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Did you know that precision planting technology is fully integrated into your equipment straight from the factory? Right now, you can demo the 9800 VE series planter, which takes the trusted systems white planters have used for years and combines them with precision planting's innovations for an even higher level of performance. It's all designed to give you more speed so you can plant faster while still getting the seed exactly where it needs to be. More accuracy, one seed per space, and seed spacing consistent across the entire width of the planter, and higher yields with real-time data to help you make better decisions. White planters and precision planting. We've combined two proven brands into one fantastic value. Find out more at Schmidt & Sons, your white planter dealer, located in Mount Hope and Winfield, or check us out on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Wichita's fire marshal says a 58-year-old man who died in a house fire yesterday morning was smoking while using oxygen. Battalion Chief Jim Wilson says crews were called to the home in South Wichita early yesterday morning after a passerby reported seeing smoke coming from the home. The victim was found deceased in a bedroom where the fire was burning. Carrie Rawson, the daughter of Dennis Rader, also known as the BTK Killer, will be featured in February's issue of People magazine. The magazine hits newsstands today. People magazine talked to Carrie Rawson about her new book, A Serial Killer's Daughter. In the book, Rawson looks back on her childhood and reflects what it was like growing up as the daughter of a serial killer. Rader pleaded guilty to murdering 10 people in the Wichita area beginning in 1974. Police arrested him in 2005 in Park City. Rawson's book will hit store shelves nationwide next Tuesday. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A grand jury has found no criminal wrongdoing by Scotts Bluff County authorities in the death of a jail inmate. The jury released its decision yesterday in the case of 23-year-old Corey Green, who died November 23rd at Regional West Medical Center in Scotts Bluff. He'd been arrested earlier in the day on a warrant and booked into jail. Authorities say Green later complained about a medical problem, so he was taken to the hospital where he died. Nebraska law requires that a grand jury examine the death of anyone in custody or while being apprehended. A Nebraska lawmaker says law enforcement officials need to unite behind an effort to track cases of missing Native American women and children, as other states are doing. Senator Tom Brewer of Gordon presented a proposal that would require better tracking of such cases. The legislature's Judiciary Committee heard testimony on the bill, but took no immediate action. Mid-America Network News.
Ag producer, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in your downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag, off I-135 in Mound Ridge.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
In Wellington, Kansas, see Progressive Co-op.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society hosted a public meeting Monday with restoration architects and building engineers as part of an evaluation and planning process that will guide the local volunteer group's effort to restore the historic 1929 depot. Bill Morris of Augusta is the lead architect. He outlined the intent of the public meeting.
What we glean out of a meeting like this is what is important to Marysville. Other than for us to tell you this is what some of the other communities have done, it's really up to you folks to tell us how are we going to use this facility. And then we can either advise and say we've had some experience with that. For the most part, it's hearing what you folks have to say, how you envision of the community and how it will be used, maybe not on a daily basis, but certainly on a very active basis.
Bill Morris has coordinated several depot and other historic building renovations in the state, including the Augusta Depot. He's assisted the local group on a limited basis the past several years since acquisition of the building from the railroad. His current work is funded through a matching grant through the Kansas Historical Society. Plans are to use the larger great room as a public event space, with smaller meeting rooms available for the community. Current discussions with the Blue River Rail Trail include utilizing the depot as the south trailhead for the hiking and biking trail, which now extends north as far as Lincoln. A connection from the current starting point at the north edge of town directly to downtown Marysville is underway, with expected completion later this year. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts was in Beatrice for a town hall meeting Wednesday. He discussed the state budget and the state tax structure. Many of the public comments were critical of an over-reliance on property taxes, with significant increases experienced in recent years by farmers and rural landowners. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce annual meeting will be Monday, January 28th, with a dinner at 6:30 and a meeting to follow. Guest speaker will be Vern Hendricks with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, with which the recently founded Blue Rapids Community Foundation is affiliated. Advance reservations are requested and may be made at the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Annual Marshall County Spelling Bee is Saturday, with registration at 9 a.m. at the Marysville Elementary School. Landall Corporation of Marysville provided a boost to a year-end fundraising campaign by Community Memorial Healthcare in efforts to upgrade the current 2D to a 3D mammography unit to serve the community. Landall was recognized for a $100,000 contribution toward the new equipment, which is expected to be installed this spring at the local hospital. The U.S. Postal Service will increase first-class rates from 50 to 55 cents effective January 27th. Price for an additional ounce will decrease from 21 to 15 cents, and priority mail rates and express fees will go up. Forever stamps remain on sale through January 26th at the current rates. North winds yesterday created blowing and drifting conditions, notably in rural areas. As a result, many of the area school districts dismissed classes early on Thursday. Most all of the area districts are back into session and on the regular schedule today. We do have one delay. USD 380 Centralia in Frankfort will start 2 hours late. Early childhood program will be held this afternoon. 2 hour delay for Centralia Frankfort schools till it today. Nemahal Central, USD 115, and the Hiawatha schools are closed. That may impact Marysville basketball games tonight. We'll confirm that. Otherwise, be careful out there. Still slick underneath. In some areas, travel is still a bit difficult today. We are aware KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1 is currently off the air. We're going to check that out. Probably be an issue with cold weather this morning. We'll likely get that back on air very shortly, but we are aware. Meanwhile, our programming airs on KNDY FM 95.5. Drusilla Drew May Price, age 64 of home, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Drusilla Drew Price. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, turkey, mashed potato, wheat bread, green bean casserole, and cranberry sauce. Monday, Ritz chicken, rice pilaf, wheat roll, garden blend, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News time is 7:16.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, it does look like we have another low-pressure system that will move across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest. In our area, it's just going to bring us a little bit of some cloud cover as we head into tonight. And it looks like partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies as we head into the weekend. Really, our only chance for precipitation is maybe a little bit of some snow showers Sunday night. Otherwise, temperatures are not going to be bad, mid-30s and even into the lower 40s for Sunday, but very cold temperatures expected as we head into Tuesday and into the middle of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, partly sunny skies, mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, mid-teens, winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, we'll see highs in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with clouds, low of 26, and Sunday, partly sunny, lower 40s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late January, 40. The average low, 20. A chilly 12 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light favoring the southwest. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 25th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long days deserve fun nights, and Land O' Lanes is all about the nightlife. New hours Monday through Thursday open 3 to 10 for food, bowling, and fun. The party starts at 11 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays and lasts until midnight, and Sundays 11 to 10. A new year brings new menu items and new Monday and Thursday leagues. Make a resolution to have fun at Land O' Lanes.
An offensive onslaught around the basket. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Warriors stepped off the three-point line and abused the Wizards inside, scoring 70 points in the paint. Steph Curry dropped 38, Durant added 21.
Left side for Draymond, going alley-oop for KD, who throws it home.
On KGMZ, Warriors win their ninth straight, 126-118. Damian Lillard and company brought the heat to Phoenix. He had 24 points, and C.J. McCollum and Jake Lehman scored 20 apiece.
Finnebott Booker up top to Lillard around the Nurkic screen. Throws up a three from a tough angle, and he puts it in. A line drive laser beam from Dame.
On KPOJ, Blazers beat the Suns for the ninth straight time, 120-106. Victor Oladipo's season is over after suffering a ruptured quad tendon in his knee, but Pacers head coach Nate McMillan isn't ready to mail it in.
You know, what we did in the past without Victor is in the past. You know, we got to move forward, and we need to continue to try to win games, and you know, the season is not over. You know, really the second half of this season is really the tough part of our schedule, and you know, we'll take the same approach we've been taking, one game at a time.
Indiana sits in third place in the Eastern Conference. The Chicago Bears hired Chuck Pagano to be their defensive coordinator in mid-January, and Pagano isn't interested in future head coaching gigs.
I'm motivated to just help Coach Nagy be successful, help this organization be successful, help these kids grow and develop. That's my motivation, is to be the best that I can be for this organization, for the McCaskey family, for Coach Nagy, and for these players and for these coaches, and help develop these guys. And that's the only thing I want to do.
Pagano won two AFC South titles and led the Colts to the postseason in three of his six seasons. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball calendar. We'll assume Marysville girls in the Hiawatha Invitational. Marysville boys versus Nemaha Central will be postponed, as Hiawatha and Nemaha Central did not have school Friday. Scheduled Friday, Hanover at Centralia, Frankfort hosting Clifton Clyde, Valley Heights at Wetmore, Axtell at Riverside, Lynn home to Onega, Washington County at Troy, Diller O'Dell host to Freeman. Stay tuned for any other further updates or developments.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Senate today will consider two proposals to end the government shutdown, but both are expected to fail. Still, many say the move is an opening of negotiations in Congress to reach an agreement. It also marks a shift from Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, who previously said the Senate would not consider bills that are destined to fail. In December, he said the Senate would only consider bills that would produce a solution to all parties and be supported before a vote. The Senate will consider a Republican-backed proposal to reopen the government, along with a Democratic-backed and House-passed proposal. The votes come on the same day USDA reopening Farm Service Agency offices after recalling more than 9,000 workers to provide services to farmers, which farmers have lacked during the shutdown. Well, USDA is exploring ways to continue the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program if the government shutdown lingers through February. USDA has already claimed to find authority to reopen Farm Service Agency offices today. And with the SNAP benefits for March uncertain, the Trump administration seeking a way to keep recipients receiving benefits. A USDA spokesperson said they'll continue to examine the option for SNAP benefits in March. Now, while this is the longest government shutdown, no shutdown of the federal government has ever lasted long enough to stall those SNAP benefits. USDA released the February benefits early, allowed by a legal provision that allowed money to be allocated within 30 days of a shutdown. But the Trump administration has not identified publicly a mechanism to extend the program into March. USDA says the best solution is for Congress to pass appropriation legislation in a form the president can sign. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. USDA's reopening of county FSA offices brings a sigh of relief in farm country, but a key Midwest senator says that's not enough. Longtime Ag Senator and incoming Finance Chair Chuck Grassley says he's glad to hear FSA offices are reopening for the next full 2 weeks and for three-day weeks as needed after that, but Grassley says that still doesn't get the new farm bill implemented or food stamps funded for February.
Most of that implementation is dependent upon any changes in regulations that have to be written to get it out.
But Grassley says FSA personnel may still be able to implement some key farm payment programs once the FSA offices are open again.
The extent to which things dealing with ARC and PLC Arkin PLC. The extent to which those programs have not been changed dramatically, then for signing up for next year shouldn't be a problem. And another one might be crop insurance, but I don't know for sure.
But the true answer is ending the partial government shutdown, which has come about, of course, over border wall funding. And Grassley says there is only one real way to do that.
To answer your question, it's pretty simple. You just kind of get Democrats on one side of the table, Republicans on the other side of the table, and you work out your differences. Everybody wins some, everybody loses some points. And that's what it takes.
But so far, neither side seems to have what it takes to get that done. Both sides want a political victory, while farmers, federal workers, contractors, and many, many others are left paying the price. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The winner of the 2018 yield contest held by the National Corn Growers Association is a Michigan farmer who got 477.7 bushels per acre. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Don Stahl is a corn, soybeans, and wheat farmer near Charlotte, Michigan. He's got about 2,500 acres. About 1,500 of that was in corn last year. And on all but about 15 acres of that corn, he got about 170 bushels per acre. On 15 acres of irrigated land, he got 477.7 bushels per acre. Don says there was a lot of work involved in that, and there's a good bit of luck, too, especially because nearby, corn farmers were struggling with tar spot.
They had tar spot came in west of us. Fortunately, we were missed by it. We weren't missed by very much. We're talking 13, 14, 15 miles, and that devastated the corn west of us. In a week, they went from healthy crop to it being completely dead, and so over there, they got hurt really bad. Took at least 50 bushel off their yields. I really feel for those guys. Obviously, we got to look into what we need to do and educate ourselves on tar spot so we know what to look for in the future. Because it's something that we may have to manage year by year.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with tar spot. What is it?
It's a fungus that come in. It can. I guess we don't know that much about it at this point. The way it sounds, it can come in any time during the season, but it comes in and if it's associated with some other fungus, other pathogens that get going as well, it just basically kills the corn plant. And that's what happened by the middle of September. The corn plant was brown east of us and just went down. And it was worse under irrigation than it was under dry land, which is very concerning.
And is there a concern that it got that close to you that are you concerned about next year?
Absolutely. Yep. We know the pathogen is here. like I say, we've got a lot to learn about it because we don't know how well it overwinters in the north. And obviously, if the pathogen is here, like if the weather condition's right, you can get it anytime. So the universities, everybody's trying to figure out when we need to start scouting for it and what to look for so we can stay ahead of it.
It's always something, isn't it? Don Stahl, the National Corn Growers Association Yield Champion for 2018. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:29 from KNDY, 12 degrees. Wind chill feels like one below with a southwest wind, 5 to around 10. Highs near 40 Friday, Saturday, top 40 Sunday. May start to melt some snow and ice away. Blowing and drifting conditions yesterday created some travel problems. Area schools dismissed early. All the area schools pretty much back on schedule today. Marysville, USD 364 starting regular schedule. We want to pass along USD 380, Frankfort, Centralia. They'll be 2 hours late today. And Nemahal Central, Hiawatha, they do not have classes for today. May affect our basketball games tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Big 12 is still good while all jumbled up in its standings. The league is the top conference in some key metrics going into the annual SEC Big 12 Challenge. It's no surprise that number 9 Kansas is atop the standings, but the 14-time defending champion Jayhawks are tied with streaking Sunflower State rival Kansas State. Baylor also has only 2 conference losses, and 5 other teams are within 2 games in the loss column, with 6 weeks of conference play remaining. On tap for tomorrow in hoops action from the Sunflower State, the Wildcats take on Texas A&M. That's a 1 o'clock tip-off. The KU Jayhawks travel to Kentucky to take on the Wildcats. That's a 4 o'clock tip-off tomorrow afternoon. And the Wichita State Shockers will meet up with the UConn Huskies in a 5 o'clock tip-off tomorrow evening. Mid-America Network Sports.
Attention, co-op members. In conjunction with Countryside Motors in Wellington, all co-op members and their families qualify for additional rebates on Chevrolet, Buick, Hustler Turf Equipment, and Polaris vehicles. This exclusive fleet rebate program is only being offered by Countryside Motors in Wellington, Kansas. Offers are not being published to the general public. They are available to co-op members in Kansas or Oklahoma. For full details, contact Countryside Motors in Wellington at 620-326-7433 or online at countrysidemotors.net.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
The Kansas City Chiefs have hired Steve Spagnuolo as defensive coordinator, according to NFL reports yesterday. The announcement comes just over 48 hours following the firing of Bob Sutton. Spagnuolo recently served as defensive coordinator and interim head coach for the New York Giants. The 59-year-old Spagnuolo also coached under Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid when he was in Philadelphia. A 47-year-old English woman has seen the best and worst that Twitter would have to offer the American football player who shares her name. Dee Ford of Kent, England, told the Kansas City Star that her phone was going off literally nonstop due to angry tweets from Kansas City Chiefs fans who thought they were venting at linebacker Dee Ford following his critical late penalty in last weekend's AFC Championship loss to the New England Patriots. She said Ford doesn't deserve the bitterness. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a good weekend.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Well, again, wait to see on the Marysville basketball games with Hiawatha and Nemaha Central tonight. Those schools do not have classes today, so unlikely we'll have a broadcast action. The area schools scheduled to tip off tonight, Andover at Centralia, Washington County at Troy, Valley Heights at Wetmore, Axtell at Riverside, Frankfort host Clifton Clyde, Lynn home to Onega, Dillard Odell hosting Freeman.
City streetlights are costly to operate and maintain. Could they soon be replaced with artificial moons? There's a plan to do just that. We will share it today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 25th, the 25th day of the year. Jazz vocalist Etta James was born on this day, and the Denver Broncos won their first Super Bowl championship in 1998. One city in China believes it's time to eliminate the expense of electric street lamps. They have plans to launch several satellites next year, which will reflect sunlight back on their city. Light from the artificial moons will illuminate an area from 5 to 50 miles in diameter with varying degrees of intensity. The effect will be similar to a dusk-like glow, they say, and shouldn't be disruptive to animal or plant behavior. We hope they keep a few streetlights around as a backup, though. We assume they have periods of heavy cloud cover, even in China. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY is 95.5 in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
From Lumber Liquidators, get Charming Copper Heaviest Solid Hardwood for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring, like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak Engineered Vinyl Plank. Or get Stone Look Tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators' professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really?
Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was